Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? One of the first questions that I ask every CEO, president, or business owner that I have the opportunity to meet or work with is, what do you want? What do you want out of your business? What kind of business do you want? How much sales volume do you want in your company? How much profit do you want to make? And then I ask them the question of, what kind of life do you want to lead? Now, those are really important questions if you're in business, because if you don't really know what type of life you want to live, where do you want to live, what size house do you want to live, what car do you want to drive, do you need to send your children to college, are you planning for retirement, do you want to have a beach house, or do you live a simple life? Those are extremely important questions, because unless you can answer those questions, how do you really think about how you're going to set your company up? Because if you need to make $100,000 a year and that's your goals, you think about your company in one way. If you need to make $1 million a year or more, you've got to think about your company in another way. And people will always say that they want an extraordinary lifestyle. But you know, an extraordinary life requires an extraordinary effort. Somewhere along the way, there have been many people sold the bill of goods that, you know, you can work a few hours a week and you can just surround yourself with the greatest people, which is really important, and you don't really have to do much, and you'll just sit back and prosper and rake in the money. But if you're going to have that extraordinary life, if you're going to have that extraordinary business, yes, you must surround yourself with extraordinary people, with people who will get the job done. And we know in business, not every single person that you works for you is going to be an A personality. So many people are great, so many people are average, and so many people, well, we should never seen before. But what has to happen is, if you expect the people around you to do a great job, to be extraordinary, to go to the extra effort, that's what you have to do. You have to be extraordinary in your understanding of the business and hiring people. You have to be a leader. Leaders lead. You have to understand how to lead. You have to understand how to lead. And let's define that as just getting people to understand what needs to be done and having them follow you. I mean, those are easy words, leaders lead. But what does that mean? It means that you relate to the people that you're working for, that are working for you, people that you're working for out in the field, the clients, the customers. It works both ways. You've got to relate to people that you want to do business with. You've got to relate to people that work for you. You have to really understand people. You have to understand where you're going. You have to understand how much volume you need to make. You need to understand what effort it takes to do that kind of business. You need to educate yourself all of the time. If you're not educating yourself all of the time and you're just showing up in the morning, you're not going to have an extraordinary business. You need to look and understand what other people in your field are doing. You have to see why they're being successful. Or some might be a leader in some other field and you really admire how they've built their business. This is the easiest time in the world to get into business. It is the hardest time in the world to stay in business. Why? Because there's competition. There are taxes, although taxes have somewhat been reduced. Depending on the state that you live in, you could live in a high-tax state. So if you want the life that you think would be comfortable, that would be exciting to be able to have the nice things around you, to educate your children, to belong to the golf club, or go to nice restaurants, or take a nice vacation, you have to say to yourself, I'm not only going to have a business plan, but I am going to have a plan for me, the CEO's president or business owner, and how I can become more of a leader, how I can become more successful, how I can learn more, how I can understand people more, how I can understand my customers or clients more. I am going to just dig right in, and I am not going to stop, and that will build my business. It'll also build your personality. It'll build your success. It'll build your satisfaction. It's out there. Go and get it. Make it happen. You can do this. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.